This is Rich's Random Podcast Generator number 23, recorded Sunday, July 7th, 2013. Today we talk about WordPress. Jim draws on experience from running his popular website, theaverageguy.tv, and I'm the beginner, setting up a blog so I can post my tech-related articles.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jim.
I'm Rich.
And welcome to show number 22, I think this is, recorded on, what is today? July 7th, 2013, here on Rich's Random Podcast Generator. We'll cover just about anything we want, from group hangout conversations to tech product reviews to interesting interviews, all tech, all the time, all posted over at theaverageguy.tv. You can contact Rich or me via email. Just send that to us, podcast@theaverageguy.tv, or follow the show schedule on Twitter, just theaverageguy.tv. If you're new to listening to podcasts and you're looking for an easy way to listen each week, you might want to consider using Stitcher. Big fan of Stitcher, available on both Android and iPhone platforms. It's a great way to listen to podcasts both at home and on the road. Of course, this show and all the past shows are on Stitcher. Stitcher.com, search Rich's Random. That'll just get you that one. Or search Home Tech as well. That's the other show we do on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Central, right here at theaverageguy.tv live. And we say it's education for your ears. And we have all the links to automatically download or stream the audio and video podcasts to iTunes, YouTube, Zoom, Stitcher, many of the other podcatcher applications that are available right there on the front page. Actually, a bunch of new graphics that we just did. A WordPress plugin, which maybe we'll talk about, from Daniel J. Lewis. And all the ways to subscribe out there at the front page of theaverageguy.tv. And, of course, if you're out and you find us on YouTube or iTunes or Google Plus or even Facebook, we've got a great Facebook group going over there. You can find that one. Actually, if you go to theaverageguy.tv/Facebook or theaverageguy.tv/Google, do you see a pattern there? We'll talk about pretty links when we talk about WordPress here coming up. Either one of those will get you to our community there. The Facebook one is the most active, so you can head over there, have a peek at that. And while you're there, likes, comments, votes, plus ones, any of that other stuff, especially if you're in iTunes, a nice review always does well for us in iTunes. Do that for us. It would be great. Well, I'm joined by my co-host, Rich O'Neill. Rich, great to see you on a Sunday afternoon. We've been chatting all weekend, off and on. I had a major deck project going on. I'm pretty worn out, but how are you?
Pretty good. We both had major projects going on. I just built myself a 12-foot-long computer desk, laminated, sit-stand height, black, your basic black, formal. And nice. Put a bunch of shelving on the walls.
It's pro. I mean, I showed you. You gave
photos.
Me the walk around. We won't do that here on the show, but you gave me the walk around with the camera, and it's really pro. I mean, it's nice black. You got black laminate on the top, and you can sit or stand. Yeah. Right. You've got and you got some shelves up, where you got the computers up on the shelves, and some
which
monitors.
Which is where I like them. Yeah.
And you said how long? 12 feet.
12 feet. So 2 6-foot L's we built. And when I say we, I mean my girlfriend Tamara, who has like a Lowe's worth of tools, a Home Depot tool department worth of tools. I mean,
and a good bit of know-how. A lot of tools, is that what you're saying?
A lot of tools.
And she's pretty good at it?
And a good bit of know-how. So Awesome. It was pretty decent. We were able to get it done. I'll tell you though, we don't have a garage or any place to set up, so there was a lot of lugging of fairly heavy, assembled desktops up and down a flight of stairs because we live on the second floor. And we were both pretty beat after this after the week, but happy with the way it came out. I could stand
on
it.
So how high is it, Rich?
It's about 39 to 40 inches high, so okay. I can stand up and type at it, work with it.
36 would be your standard sitting.
Gosh, right? You got me. I'm not even sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Is it? Yeah.
I think 36 is standard sitting. And then so you've gone up another 6 inches, and for you, that allows you to stand and type comfortably, right?
Yeah.
Very cool.
So get up and get off my duff once in a while. When
I need to do that myself.
You need to build one of these. You're going to.
Yeah. Sitting is the new smoking, right? And so it's one of those things. It's just not great. Okay. You saw me earlier. I was slouched down on my chair. I've been standing all weekend outside. It's really, really warm out there. Of course, if you're listening to this and it's the middle of winter, you don't really care anymore. But it's been warm. Well, Rich, let's dig right in. We want to talk a little bit about WordPress. We can chit-chat at the end here. as we go. But you had wanted to get together to talk a little bit about WordPress. Let me give listeners just a little bit of background on WordPress, it's and I am by no means a WordPress expert, so I just slept at a Holiday Inn Express last night. So looking forward to talking through it. I have been in the WordPress environment for a while. I've had my own WordPress site, and actually I maintain, I went back and counted, 6 or 7 of those sites, both WordPress.com and WordPress.org. So let me talk a little bit about the two of those real quick, and we'll kind of get that out of the way. So there's really basically two different offerings from WordPress. And if you go to WordPress.com, that is kind of self-hosted. That's WordPress-hosted, WordPress-hosted site where they do it for you. They do all the back end. All you do is go in and you sign up, and you'll get some kind of address like Rich's Random Podcast Generator.wordpress.com. That's the address you'll get. You won't get any other URL, but that's the URL that you will use. And they make sure the software's updated. They do the upgrades for you. You don't have to worry about making sure it's secure. You've got access to plugins. You can use some themes that you can download as well. So that's kind of an easy option, but you kind of get that funky address, right? You get that, and you can't upload. You don't have any space to upload if you wanted to upload like a pod. I don't think it's a great podcasting platform because you can't. There's no FTP room unless you buy it, right? You can get a free one, but you got to buy the space. You got to buy upgrades. There's a whole bunch of things that you got to buy if you're going to go with WordPress.com.
I haven't looked into it, but it is putting my photos up there, the pictures, my images on that I've stuck on my blog. But I bet I reach a limit here pretty soon if I keep going.
Yeah, there's a certain amount that's free. I was going to pop in there and take a peek at what their pricing was. But
I'm going to go ahead and put the link to my blog here in the chat so they can see what I'm doing here.
And what is that, Rich? Just go ahead and say it.
It's O'Neill USM, O-N-E-I-L USM, all one word, O-N-E-I-L USM at .wordpress.com.
And tell me what you're doing. And that is a WordPress.com site, right? That's hosted by WordPress.
Right.
Tell me what you're trying to achieve with that.
Well, one of the things I wanted to do is get some of the past articles and some of my notes up online where they might be useful. And the other thing I wanted to do is I'm trying to work myself into a help desk situation at school as an intern. And they told me they're going to do it. It's just a matter of them finding time to write up the job description.
Sure.
But it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And meanwhile, I wanted to go ahead and start putting, I've made some PDFs. And I've made some Word documents. But those things are kind of a pain in the neck because you have these breaks. So I said, I really need to do this on a web, website. Mm-hmm. So I thought of WordPress because that's what we all use. That's what you use. So I started doing that. I started converting some of the things that I've written up and throwing them up there. And so there's a few things up there so far. And
You're basically using it as a document repository or a help repository, right? So each one of the help topics that you cover, you write as a blog post, and then you post those to the site, and you can create some navigation on the page for folks to be able to get to them back and forth, as well as create links for them to go back, right?
Yeah, I sort of figured out you and I figured it out a little bit as far as the categories go, but I want it to look more like a regular web page than a blog, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get around that. We talked about maybe setting a static page, but I'm not familiar with it enough to really know what I'm doing. And so I need to figure that out. And the other thing I really need to figure out is one of the things about working with WordPress is that it's kind of a, I don't want to say it's a dumbed down interface, but it's definitely they don't let you get your hands into too much. Yeah, I suppose you could go in and play with the code, but there's so much stuff in there, so much WordPress stuff. Actually, I've done it. Actually, I shouldn't say that it's impossible. I've actually done it. But Well, I don't know. Go ahead,
Rich. I think this is the difference, though. You're really kind of scratching the surface on WordPress. I mean, there's a lot of sites that you go to out there that are WordPress behind the scenes, and they've been so tweaked to that they have a lot of functionality in them that you can't even tell it's a WordPress site for the most part. And so let me before we dig in real quick, let me talk a little bit about the WordPress.com offerings that are out there, because they have changed quite a bit. And you're on the basic plan, which is the free, and that's what a lot of people use, right? It's the blogging software that we all know from WordPress. You get a WordPress.com address. You get basic customizations. So, and I don't know, we're not going to dig into basic versus advanced, but you get some customizations on the site. No premium themes are included. No video storage, so you can't put anything out there. You get 3 gig of space, which is quite a bit. So you're going to run, you know, if you, depending on how many pictures you upload out there, you can upload up to 3 gig is what you get in that. And then you get community support, which is just a nice way of saying you got to call your friends and neighbors if you need tech support. You know, the community support means you go to the forums. That's free. That costs you zero, nada. Jim Barton had asked how much space do you get. So 3 gig of space. Again, nothing to shake a stick at. It's not too bad. You could get quite a few pictures in there for that. And I know you can't upload video. I mean, sorry, you can't upload audio either. If you go to their premium, which is like $99 a year, and remember that, because we'll contrast this to what it's going to cost to do self-hosting, which is the WordPress.org. But along with that, you get the same blog. You can purchase a .com or a .net or a .org or a .me, which, by the way, .me addresses are getting really popular right now some reason. Everybody seems to be picking them up. You can get one of those with it. You get advanced customizations, still no premium themes. But there is a store available for dozens of videos if you want to put them on, 13 gig of space, and direct email support for that, $99 a year, not too bad for $100. They do have a business plan as well. The only thing difference is you get 50 premium themes included in that. Now, I don't know why you would need 50. Let's talk about it. You can only use one theme at a time. Mm-hmm. So if you can only use one at a time, having 50 is like, well, okay, that's great, but anyways.
Well, what would you get with a premium theme, for example?
Yeah, so we talked about this. You and I talked about this yesterday. The standard themes, like they have one called 2011, they have one called 2010. Those are just basic.
Those are freebies.
Yeah, they're freebies that come with it. They've got some you know things that you can do with it, but
very limited. Yes.
Yeah, very very limited in functionality. Then we looked at a premium theme that I think it was called Catchbox. Is that right?
Right.
And that was $27?
Something like that.
Yeah. And it had responsive design, and it had, sometimes they have carousels built into them, and they got some additional management features that go with them. And they're just kind of easier to work with. They give you more features, more functionality, so to speak, than maybe some of the free themes. So there are a whole host of WordPress developers out there. And you can get hundreds, if not thousands, of free. I'm sorry. Well, you can get hundreds or thousands of free themes. A lot of developers have made them and made them free. You can also. There are a lot of premium themes out there that developers will make and then make updates available to as well. So, customized themes are available both free and for purchase as well.
Yeah. Well. Think about this for a second. You know, I'm kind of struggling with the basic theme, the basic free WordPress setup. And so, you know, because I've played with it, I've taken it, I've opened it up in Dreamweaver, I've gone into the code and edited it directly, but it seems like a lot of work. I mean, I would have thought that it would have been. Now, you and I have talked about this, and you have told me that when you run your site on a WordPress blog, and you don't have any problems. When I am looking at something in LiveWriter, which is what I think that's about the best you can find right now for. So when I'm looking at this in the editor and then I upload it, my goodness, I mean, things are shifting around. I'm not really quite sure why that is. I'm not sure if it's because maybe I, when I'm creating the blog in LiveWriter, maybe I change a few things around, and maybe when I change something, maybe some residual code, you know, is left behind, and then when I upload it, then you see how, you know, things kind of get pushed around. And it's kind of annoying, and I feel like I'm spending more time formatting this blog than I am actually creating it, than creating the content for it. So I am not doing anything beyond just, you know, typing in and using what's available in Word in LiveWriter. So if I want to move a picture over, you know, 10 pixels from the left-hand side, I hit the margin and I, you know, I can find that, you know, I can find that in the code and I can go in and change it around. And when I do go into the code, I find a lot of stuff that once I pull it out, it lets me, you know, it lets me get the formatting I'm looking for. But I guess I kind of thought it was going to be a lot easier to get what I wanted. And
when you say easier,
I'm a little puzzled. Yeah, well, I thought it would be a lot more like, you know, here it is. It looks good right now. Let me hit publish, and let me go look at it, and perfect. It's just what I want. And it's may happen or it may not. Sometime there'll be, you know, sometimes all of a sudden the font will change in the middle of a paragraph, and I'm not really quite sure how that happened. Sometimes there'll be, you know, bulleted or maybe block quote areas where I didn't want them. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Rich, because I think
let me just say, I understand that it's kind of difficult to figure out, you know, why this is from me just telling you, you know, I'm probably doing something, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I know you're doing something. I've known you for a while now, and I know how particular or how specific you like to be. Now, live, you know, with you're a great quality guy, right? I mean, when we first started doing podcasts, you got the audio and you edited it to like 6 hours to edit like a 30-minute chunk, right? Because you're so exact. You like things to be really, you know, really right on there and really exact. LiveWriter is not your tool for that. It's not ever going to do that for you. It's not what it's really designed for. So LiveWriter is a free application that Microsoft kind of gives away. It was a team that was developed. I'm not even sure that team exists at Microsoft anymore.
Yeah.
They haven't made an update to it. They made a 2012 update to it, but nothing really changed.
And the last plugins I've seen are like 2011.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not
so
sure.
So I have a feeling it's what you're getting to is that it's probably
it's just your
kind
basic
of floating along.
It's your basic
not
tool
being maintained,
and it really is designed. You know, I use it to kind of get. You know, I don't ever expect it to be exactly like I see in LiveWriter when I get it over the blog. It could do different things. Now, for what I do, my goal is just to get words and pictures on a page, and as long as it's close, it's okay for me. That's how I, you know, so. You go to theaverageguy.tv and you look at any of the posts I've done out there. Pretty basic. I don't change a lot of things. I don't format anything. I have a feeling, Rich, you've probably started a post. You probably did quite a bit of formatting different things. You're bringing in, I saw some of your posts. You're bringing in pictures. You're trying to bring in quotes. You're referencing things. You've got links in there. I have a feeling you've done a lot of formatting in there that has, you know, again, LiveWriter may or may not be able to handle all the edits associated with it, and then you push that up to the, you know, you push that up the site, and it gives you a whole different look.
Well, I think
it's
you're right.
It's not great at that.
It's not, and it's still crashing too. So, you know, it doesn't happen every time I upload, but occasionally when I go to do something, you know, LiveWriter has hit an error. It's now closing, you know. Sorry.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's not a good feeling when you've done a bunch of edits, but I got to say that most of the time it just comes back to whatever you did, you know, wherever you were at when you tried to save it and it, you know, died. So, but it's a little disconcerting. You know, you're right. I'm sure that that I get in there and I probably got a bunch of code in there from saying, hey, you know, I've changed my mind. Let's not block quote this. And because I'm looking at it and when I see, you know, when I open it up in Dreamweaver, or actually even better, when I open it up in Notepad++, then I can see there's a lot of like extra stuff floating around in here. And I pull it out, you know, and all of a sudden things just kind of slide around like they should. So, you know, maybe that's what I'll have to do. So what I started thinking is that, you know, okay, I really want to give WordPress a try, and maybe I will go to the WordPress.org so that I can have a little bit more control. Yeah, but you know, Lofta says extra stuff is pollution. Yeah, you know, it's just a lot of I don't know. It's just it's like messy code.
It's,
you know,
it's like any WYSIWYG editor.
Yeah, it's distracting to look through there, and you figure like, oh, this little piece of code is here. And maybe now you have to do this little shim thing, I would call it, you know, because you've got this code over here that you don't realize is over there, you know, because LiveWriter threw it in there, or actually Dreamweaver is good for doing that sort of thing too, as far as I know, in my experience. So what I thought I might do is, you know what, I thought maybe I would just, you know, maybe see if I could get some web space at the school and then just write my own blogs, just create my own from scratch, use my own CSS and... You know, I have a feeling it would be a lot easier to maintain, you know.
To a point, Rich, to a point. So here's what you'll find, right? Well, in 2012, the idea of doing your own site, to me, is like, why would you reinvent the wheel? There are plenty. So if WordPress isn't working for you, there's Blogger. Right, and there's also plenty of other CMSs that are out there, right? Content management systems that do all those things for you. I think, Rich, you're going to get into this, and you're going to just HTML, CSS on your own, and you're going to be like, "Oh, well, how am I going to manage that? How am I going to manage that code? What happens when I want to upload something? What happens when I want to put an audio player in? Right? What happens when I want to?" I think you're going to find that this isn't 1996. You don't have to do that anymore. There's plenty of CMS editors out there for you. And I think this, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You have taken an editor like LiveWriter and made a decision about WordPress based on LiveWriter, not WordPress. So, see what I'm saying? If you can go, so in the WordPress, you create the blog. Let me just so folks know what we're doing here. Well, let me share my screen real quick.
Sure. And, now, and here's the question: Can I just fire up Notepad++ and download the live site? I don't think I can.
What do you mean?
Maybe not. Maybe, you know what? Maybe shame on me for not having tried it before I brought it up. But you know, can I use Notepad++ as my default editor for my WordPress?
Sure.
Whereas, okay.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So let me show you real quick. So here's
probably what I want to do because, there's a lot
CMS,
of advantages
right?
to using that. Yeah, go ahead.
This is the Heartland Oracle user group. And this is a WordPress.com site that we have. And if I just come down here to posts, so these are all the posts that I've created. Again, nothing. You wouldn't get any of this if you developed your own site. So it's just one of those things to think about. Mm-hmm. And here's a post that I've. This is the most recent post that I've put in, and you can see in this top screen here. There, I have both a visual and a text tab, right?
Yep.
So this visual tab is showing me exactly the way it looks right there on the screen, or at least as close as it can get to the actual visual representation of it. And then the text is the actual code that's in there. And you could, this is where you could create the code in whatever you want, copy and paste that code into WordPress, and save it directly in there.
Yeah.
Now, some things you need to think about, right? Your WordPress, for example, your WordPress, depending on how you set it up, it might be only so many pixels wide. You have to account for that when you're, this is something where a LiveWriter does a nice job because LiveWriter pulls in all your blogged parameters, or it's supposed to. Pull in all those blog parameters, and it pre-codes it for you so you don't type a line that goes into the widget, so to speak, or that disappears. Or it doesn't allow you, or it'll show you if your pictures are too big, and they're overlapping maybe into the widgets. You know, sometimes there's sidebars. It's a nice, another nice thing about WordPress is you get an opportunity to have columns, right? You'd have a center column and maybe two sides, or a large column and one to the right. Kind of get some options with the columns. So you get here, you get an opportunity to, you still might have to do a little bit of code, but you could copy and paste most of that code right over and pop it into the text editor and save it right that way.
I've done that. I've played around with that a little bit. You know, I probably just need to play around with it a little bit more, but you know, I have put in a number of hours with it. Let me go off to something else that I wanted to mention. Maybe it comes down to formatting. Let me see, what page are we on here? Let me show you. All right, let me screen share this for a sec here. All right, give me a second here. Let me find this one. Is this the one I want? This one.
Oh, I'm on two screens. Yay.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah. You have to try that screen share of the... There you go.
Okay, there we go. All right. So this here... Actually... Well, never mind. Never mind. Okay, now see this here? This is a PDF that I wanted to pull in and just copy and paste this into a WordPress blog rather than have them go out and have to... Now, this is okay. I can do it this way. This is a doable deal, but it's all done. You know, I'd like to be able to copy and paste it in. Now, there's... All right. Well, let me just talk for a second about this. So this is what I did with this. My girlfriend and I subscribed to Adobe's Get It All for $19 a month back when it was $19 a month. So we've got, you know, we've got Dreamweaver, we've got Muse, we've got Photoshop, we've got everything that you would want to have for Adobe Adobe Audition. So we also have the Acrobat that you can edit and create live forms with, right? Editable forms, PDFs. So I loaded this into Acrobat, and I saved it as HTML, I saved it as JPEGs, I saved it in a few different ways, and then imported it. Now, saving it as a JPEG, okay, that's fine. I can bring it in, it can look like an image, I can crop some of the white away from there so that I can actually get it to fill up the page nicely. It looks good, but if you notice right here, I've got links, I've got live links here. How am I going to deal with that? I'm not sure, you know. So the point is that I can't use images. So, okay, so I'm back to like trying to bring in HTML, and HTML is just, it's just a mess. It doesn't work that well. It's a lot of work to get it. What I'm saying is that I could probably do these things, but I don't want to, like you were alluding to earlier, I don't want to spend hours, you know, managing, and I could do it. I could plan my CSS, you know, so that my pages are themed this way, and I could, you know, be consistent across all my pages and use the same, you know, the same CSS and very little deviation. And I could keep it consistent and make it look fairly decent with a handwritten, hand-coded site. But, you know, some of that takes time to set up. I'm just looking for something that will say, bang, do it instantly and do it easily. And I'm running up against the limitations of trying to do that with WordPress, the free version, because, you know, you've got this user interface that really isn't designed for you to get in there and really do a lot with it. Now, their CSS, any CSS that gets applied to it, that's hidden from you. You can't actually do anything about that. That's in the free version.
In the free version, yeah, that's right. One of those edits you don't have. You can change all the CMS in the .org. So, you know, just real quick, so the difference between .com and .org, of course, is that you own, or that you go out and find your own space somewhere. You get hosting. Most host providers, like an IX Web Hosting or a Bluehost or any of those kind of host providers, have a one-click WordPress install. So they'll go out, you just go into their editor, or that you go into their management console, click the button, install WordPress. It'll connect it to a MySQL database. And then you can, depending upon the space that you've purchased and the plan that you've purchased from them, you can just start working with WordPress in that way, and you have total access to WordPress, including the themes, and you're not restricted in any way by the software at that point. Now, I would tend to think, Rich, that one of the things on documents, so I look at this document, and it's too pretty, right? There's too much formatting. One of the nice things about PDF is once you create it, you lock it in, right? I mean, it's like concrete. I just poured some concrete footings for my deck, right, this weekend. Mm-hmm. Once I pour that concrete, guess what? It's there. I see PDF as that PDF format is the same way. It's funny when you take PDF, when you take a PDF document, you try and open that thing in Word, right? Because the new Word 2013 has a PDF viewer, and actually 2012 or 2010 did as well, but 2013s, they're really talking about it is messy because it's an Adobe proprietary format, right? It's PDF. Yeah. That's why it is. It's good at what it does because it makes these documents that look very nice.
Well, this was created
to the web at all.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah. So I don't think leaving WordPress is going to do anything for you. Okay. I don't think doing it on your own is going to do it. You're gonna take that Adobe stuff. You're gonna put it anywhere, and it's going to take you a ton of formatting to get it fixed.
Well, okay, so here's the deal. In WordPress, you have, when you go to the visual and then you go to your text, one or the other, I think it's in visual, it says import from Word, import text from Word. Well, this PDF was created in Word, okay? And I saved it as a PDF, so I do have the Word copy of this. So I imported it, and nah. It didn't work. So I don't know. You know, it's a sigh.
Well, the thing, this would be my encouragement to you. In all the years that I've been working with these types of, with both WordPress and Blogger, my daughter has a Blogger, and I've actually had 3 or 4 sites on Blogger before I moved everything over to WordPress. It was just, WordPress is just, for me, it was just a better CMS. It had more power. Google has done even less on Blogger than they've done on Reader. Oh, Reader's gone. So, that's why I kind of consolidated everything on WordPress. Let me encourage you to do this, Rich. If you're going to use this, as you build these things out, don't complicate them with formats. Make it, if you go to any of my posts, I try and keep them raw and as simple as possible. Line of text, or maybe a paragraph of text, picture. Below it, words, picture. I don't, because the more formatting you add to this, the more complicated it gets from a web, from a web backend perspective.
Jim, did you just tell me to let go?
I told you to make it easier.
Let go, Rich.
Yeah. Well, no, I just think you're trying to, and it's, I think no matter who you are or what you're doing, if you're going to take that document that you have, anytime you try and convert anything, it's just messy.
Yeah.
That for sure. Yeah. It just gets ugly. And, so it's, speaking of messy, our wayward child Christian just pinged me on Skype.
What's he saying?
He says he's back on Thursday for home tech.
Good.
Very nice. Yeah. So my advice to you would be, I'm not sure you can take that that document and take it straight across and expect it to go, expect it on once to look exactly like one thing on the other. I would just get super simple on WordPress. And I think it'll show up like you want it to once you make the code simple. Does that make sense?
I don't like it. Well,
nobody said you had to like it.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose you're right. I suppose you're right. Well, so much for that. Thanks, Jim. You killed that. I thought you were going to give me that. No, you're probably right about that.
I know you, Rich.
Yes, you do know me. You do know me, Jim. What else do we want to say about WordPress? You know, yeah.
Well, let's talk.
I was going to ask you, what are you using for plugins? Yeah. What plugins are you finding are really useful for you?
Let me open up here my CMS. So this is now. Let's remember. So this is the dashboard for theaverageguy.tv. This is kind of what's behind the scenes of the site if you're out there. And let me bring it up here so I don't have to look at this screen. Okay. So this site, actually Christian helps me out a lot with this site. He's done a lot of the work. The last time we changed themes, he did an all-nighter. And he did all the kind of the artwork and the CSS behind the scenes. Although we took a basic theme. So let's look at this real quick before we go to plugins. Let's look at appearance and let's look at the themes. And you can see here, I have kind of this basic, and I don't even know how to pronounce it, but Hostia, Hostia.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, it's kind of your basic theme. All of them come with, and it's a free one. We didn't have to go premium, but you can see down here, there's a whole variety of themes down below that I've got kind of loaded in here. This is that 2012 that I was talking about. This is that Catchbox theme we were talking about earlier as well. I can just kind of load those up. They just go into folders in your WordPress environment, and they're available to you if you want to switch to them. By the way, switching between themes is pretty easy. Now, it has consequences.
Now, let me stop you. Let me stop you right there. May I? I want to try that Catchbox theme. So can you walk me through what I have to do to get that up here? Because when I go through the themes, I see, you know, just what they offer.
So there's an install. Now, are you in, you're at .com? You're on your .com site, right?
I'm on my .com site.
Okay, so let me flip over real quick.
Okay.
So I need to get, this is the .com instance. So we're going to come over here to themes. Let's see. Appearance, themes.
Yeah. It's not responding right now. Let me get back in here.
Okay. And then here's the themes. And if I want to search.
Yep.
I haven't been in here in a while. So Catchbox. So it doesn't look like that version maybe is available to me at the .com. Let me look.
Right. Here. So now, yeah.
Yep. Let me see if it's available on premium though. One sec here. Catchbox. Was it two words?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it's available here.
So is there any other way to import this?
Not in the basic WordPress.com site that
okay.
I know of.
All yeah. right.
Yeah, at this point. But if you are on the .org side, so we'll flip back over here.
Okay.
So this is .org, and then would just type in Catchbox. And there it is right there, and I would just, in this case, select install, and it would install it from here. Basically, all it's doing, and .com, I don't think you have access to the root directory, the FTP site, right, where your files actually are.
Not
paying. In WordPress, if you go to the root directory, there is a themes folder where just all the files for this theme lives. And so sometimes if you can't download it, you can just push it up into that folder and make it available to you. But once you had it installed, let me go back here. I'll just show you. Once you've got access to that, it's really just a matter of selecting it. And it's going to create a preview for me. So this is what the average guy would look like in the basic Catchbox theme right here is what you're seeing.
Right.
And I could – now, I haven't clicked save and activate yet, and I'm not going to because I don't want to screw up my site at this point. I can't guarantee what it'll do. But
don't
I can't
do it.
I do have some options to me here. I can embed a header image. This is just kind of in preview mode, so it kind of gives me an idea. Oh, okay, so this is what my site would look like if I made that jump over to this Catchbox theme.
Right, and I've done that.
Yeah, and actually, I probably wouldn't mind. In this case, this is a nice theme that I wouldn't mind if I changed a few colors and added some things. And here's that static front page, right? That static front page option that we talked about, you and I. Mm-hmm. So let's cancel out of that. So that gives you an idea to kind of try out a theme before you actually put it into production, so to speak. And flipping back and forth between themes, 99% of the time, no problems. I could try out various themes, and it doesn't necessarily change the underlying data that I have. Mm-hmm. It just changes the CSS.
Right. Right.
But I'm not going to chance it on the average guy on TV.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. So those are themes. Again, you can easy to install. There's actually you can a lot of the times if you go out to you can either get premium themes through this area here, or it's just as easy to go to their site, buy it, and then upload it to your a little more advanced, but you can upload it to your site, and then that theme becomes available to you as well. Let me show you what I mean here real quick. So I'll give you a little insight into. So when we talk about root, just for folks, and again, you might want to be watching this on YouTube because we're actually gonna talk about. Let me flip over to the FTP. So this is FileZilla, and I'm gonna connect to my site.
Yeah.
Give it a second, and then you can see I manage a couple other sites, but this is theaverageguy.tv. And then there is some there's these WP-admin, WP-content. Mm-hmm. These are the WordPress folders that are created. In my case, I actually keep all my audio for the podcasts in a separate folder as well. So I reference those, in the posts, I reference these audio bits, so to speak.
14 gig up there? Yeah, 14. It looks well. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, like yeah.
How much do you have? 30, you said?
Total?
Yeah.
Oh, I have as much as it's unlimited.
Oh, well, it is.
Yeah, it's sort of. Okay.
Until it isn't.
Until it isn't. Yes. Yeah. But Christian manages the site for me. So until he tells me to stop, that's where it goes. But this is that WP content folder, and here is where the themes. Right, this themes folder that's right here. If I go in there, these are the themes. So see that catchbox folder that's right there. I could, if I had that folder from, say I went and bought one, if I had that folder, I could just upload it into this themes folder and it would just become available to me.
So just unzip it. And
yeah, you unzip it and drop it right into this themes folder. And then refresh the page in your browser and it's a theme that's now available to you. So it's that simple to add a theme to WordPress.org. Or in this case, we say .org, that just means you own the rights, you've acquired the server, you've installed WordPress, and you're managing it. That's what that means.
Well, I might talk to somebody. Maybe I'll talk to Christian about hosting a WordPress.org site for me because I really think that I want a little bit more access to the some of these things. I think it would make my life easier as far as
I think you're right.
Getting what I want.
Yeah.
So
no, I think you're right. Yeah. I think it absolutely would. So you had asked me about plugins as well. Let me just flip back over to the
Yeah, so tell me about okay, go ahead. I'll let you go.
Yeah, so plugins here. And I won't go through each one of them, but I'll give you a couple of the ones that I really like. I have recently switched over to the Blueberry PowerPress plugin for my audio players. So those are HTML5 compliant. They do play on Android, iPhone, iPad. You can go to theaverageguy.tv and any podcast from 1 to 60, and then from 100 till 125 will play on your phone. I'm still going through the process of updating. I've still got 60 to 100. I've got to change some code in each one of the posts that I do to enable that player. So you'll see there's this audio player here. That's the one I used before, just a basic audio player. Didn't work on mobile devices. But this Blueberry PowerPress one does. So that's one I like a lot. This contact form plugin seems to be real popular. Everybody uses it as a way for people to you can create a form if people, because there's when you're on a WordPress site, it's not easy to contact you or know how to contact you. So the form allows you, hey, create an email form that somebody can send an email through. So that one gets used a lot. This other one that I've been using called Facebook Comments by Fat Panda. I just like to say that because it's pretty funny. But what this does is if you go to theaverageguy.tv and you look at any one of the posts, here we'll just look at there was no Home Tech Podcast last week. I took a little break. If you go to the bottom of the post, I don't know why there's that much space. Just thinking, hold on just one sec here. You'll see in the comments section, I have basically replaced the WordPress standard comments with this Facebook-like page. And I can make a comment here if I wanted to and post it to Facebook at the same time.
Right, you can check that box. Okay.
Yeah. So
that's kind of nice, huh?
Yeah, something people are a little more familiar with, you know, is that Facebook. And then last but not least on this list is this pretty link. We talked about that yesterday when we were talking about the show. Pretty Link Lite, it's free. And again, all these plugins are free. There's only one that I use that's not free. Mm-hmm. But Pretty Link allows me to take whenever you create a post, right? And when I'm at this post, let me just go to the dashboard. You know, it creates these crazy URLs. So when I go into the post, I'm going to edit the post here. So it created this, theaverageguy.tv/2013/07/02, and then the title. And I told it to do that. That's fine.
Right,
I told it to do
link.
That. But this, this plugin then allows me to take, if I go up to the Pretty Link site, then I can copy that really long URL. In this case, like, I wanted to create a I took this hover. Well, that's a bad example. Hold on, because that's a redirect. Let me go. Here's the last podcast we did. You can see how long that link is, right?
Right.
And I just turned it into theaverageguy.tv/ht124.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So home tech show 124.
That's and so for you, Rich, this would be great, especially for the stuff that you're doing for the university. You don't have to post that long link. It could just be domain name slash whatever you else whatever
something
you
want that hints there. At what it is rather
yeah.
than
yeah you get some you control know, over that
70 characters.
And in this case, you get I like there's a little tracking involved here. You get to kind of see how many times that Pretty Link has been accessed. So you can, just because I'm a stats guy, I love stats.
Go figure, working like Gallup, but go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. So those are the only other one I'll mention is the one I bought. Let's go back to plugins. I mentioned early in the show that I bought a plugin from Daniel J. Lewis, and it looks like, so if you go to theaverageguy.tv now, And this is something I always struggle with, especially because I see these these
right
buttons,
those icons
these,
yeah. yeah buttons icons sure.
yeah I always struggle with these because I'm not an artist. I kind of suck at that. Mm-hmm. And so Daniel created these. They're very simple and they're
kind of simple, but they stand right out, don't they?
They do, and they're vector as well. So they look exactly the same. They're on an iPhone or on an Android phone or an iPad or a computer. They scale out
properly.
Yeah. So his plugin allows me to put these. It's called search. It's down here. It's called social subscribe and follow. And then there's a in the settings. There's the control panel for it.
Mm-hmm.
Here, and I can set URLs for each one of these options, and he's always updating them, which is pretty cool.
So does he have like a pool of icons that you
does.
Can okay
yep.
what so you what can, did he, what did you do you remember what you paid for this? Was this like 20?
It was 27.
Yeah,
that's it was a 10 when he first launched it or when he first released
when you
it.
Think about trying to do this yourself, I'd give somebody $27.
Are you kidding? It's 37 right now. I'd give him $50 to be honest with you. This when I saw this, I was like, holy crap. You know what I would pay a designer to come up with these fonts, just these graphics for me? I'd pay more than $50. So not only can I, and this is the importance of this CMS, right, where you've got this framework that you know, you can work around. So here's all the settings, and then in the display options, I can just go in and change, oh, I don't want them to be black, I want them to be red, I can change it to any color I want, right? I can do that very, very quickly and change that, as well as he's allowed for short code edits in there. So if it doesn't work exactly like I want it to, I can also include some short code to get it to work for me. I'm not a developer, and this stuff just makes sense to me, right? It's super simple and super easy on how to get it. You know, I use all the small icons, but he's got some big ones as well that look really nice.
Right, yeah.
So those are some of the plugins I'm using.
All right, very nice. What else do you like about, what else are you using for plugins or anything else that you want to comment about your WordPress blog?
No, I think, I mean, it just, it just works for me.
Right.
You know, it's been easy. Now, I don't try and do a lot of visual stuff with it. My goal is to get podcasts out and to get show notes. I mean, my blog is basically just show notes, which you see my show notes. They're not anything.
Well, you know, yeah, no, your show notes are fine. I mean, they're comparable to other websites. Maybe what it is what I'm trying to do, and I'm not doing, you know, a blog per se. I'm trying to put some content up there that's like a how-to, like how to do this thing that will make your life better at USM. So they require screenshots. You know, you can't, you know, we think about this and we think, well, everybody knows what X is, but not everybody does know what that is, and you know, among our friends, we think, well, of course they do. You know, you don't have to tell them that. But you've got to show, you know, these people. And it's not that they, you know, aren't smart. It's just that they're not into this aspect of technology. They are there. They're writing, you know, they're doing their office work. And they just expect their computers to work. They just want them to be sort of like plug and play, you know, like an appliance. And it doesn't happen. So if they have to go looking someplace for some help, they don't want a lot of jargon without any kind of screenshots and help like that. Well, and they need it, and they need it to be clear. So if I'm writing a bunch of stuff and then I stick a photo in there that relates to that, you know, I kind of like to say, okay, now a little bit of a space, and now the next thing I'm going to talk about has nothing to do with that photo. I mean, I try to use these like visual cues. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but I don't know. I think for these, you know, for a blog, I'd be overthinking it. But for people who are kind of like, okay, I don't know if I'm doing this right, you know, I'm not used to this, I want that to be obvious as can be for them.
So let me show you something real quick, and tell me how close we are to what you're looking for. So again, let me pop this up. Yep. So this is the most recent. My buddy Amish did a hands-on Roku 3 review out there at theaverageguy.tv. So if you there's some text up here, right? A few pictures. So I always put a little picture up top to let people know what they're looking at. Mm-hmm. So text, picture. Picture. Now, this could be a screenshot, right? These are just pictures he took, but you know how to do screenshots in Windows 7 or Windows 8, right? You're able to do a screenshot, grab it, and do some things with it. Those could just be screenshots. Yeah. And then more text, another picture, could be anything. More text, another picture. And then, you know, I don't need to keep saying that with a conclusion at the end. And then I've actually then used, I included some specs. I put a table in there with some information in it, and then I did some bullet points at the end, right? Is mm-hmm. that, how far off is that?
No, that's clear. I mean, that is clear. And, you know, maybe I need to, this is not something I've ever done before. This is, you know, so maybe I am overthinking it, and, you know, it's quite possible.
Or just learning.
It's quite possible.
Or just, you're learning, you know, again, this is something you're just started picking up. Right? And so you're just learning.
Right, right.
Let me flip this off so you can see me. There we go. Yeah, so that's, this is where LiveWriter, just to make full circle, right? This is where LiveWriter is really good. If you can keep it fairly simple, Live Writer is easy and fast and just does a lot of good things for you that I would not want to create this. I would not want to hand code this. It would take me three times as long to hand code this as it would to just use Live Writer.
Yeah.
So it's just if with Live Writer, if the level of complexity goes up, at some point it starts breaking.
It's gonna break. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. The more complex, the more trouble you're going to run into, for sure. I always say it's kind of the, you know, it's the blogging tool for dummies. And you shouldn't just push it, you know, push it that hard. I use it all the time. In fact, it's really, really handy. I've been going back and editing all these podcasts I mentioned just a few minutes ago.
Right. How's that going? You're doing that with Live Writer?
I do it with Live Writer. Yeah, I go in there and query, and then I search. So I say... this is the nice thing here. Let me just bring that up real quick so folks can see what we're talking about. So let me switch over to Live Writer. Okay, so that's the Live Writer interface. And I would come in here and say, hey, I want to open a recent post. And I have a bunch of, you know, I've got a bunch of blogs that I'm a part of, but I'm going to choose the average guy. And I'm going to even select go 500 posts back. And now it's going to query. Oh, you can't see that on your screen.
Yeah, shoot. That's okay.
That's right.
Yeah, you're opening up and you're looking for all the posts. I 500 posts. Yeah.
It's retrieving the post.
Yeah. And now you're going to figure out where it was the last one you left off.
Yeah. At, so I think 61. So I'm going to search number 61 and I'm going to bring that one up.
Sure.
Wow, look at that. It's almost like I knew what I was doing. So. It's going to, there's number 61.
Okay.
And
you're going to edit that right there, that video link.
So I'm actually going to, I've got some code. This video link doesn't work mobily, you know.
Okay.
In a mobile. So in this case, I've actually got some code that I've code that I need to insert in. And so I'm going to come down here to the source tab. I'm going to select that. Right. I'm going to copy and paste that code in. I won't do it right now, but I'm going to copy and paste that code in right above the old audio link. I'm going to take the MP3 location out and save it into the new code, and then I'm going to come back over here to the edit tab, and that new player will appear for me right here. And then I can edit stuff just, you know, in here. I can change things. I've been updating this section because there's more information today than there was before. You know, one of the nice things is I can add a video if I want to go to YouTube. You can't see that either, but I can go to YouTube directly, to my YouTube library directly, and input, you know, get a player to import into there. All those things have worked pretty well for me.
Okay, boss.
But I'm not minimizing it, Rich. I know that I've had trouble with it in the past where it's done some weird things for me. And if I don't get the code just right, sometimes it goes sideways on me. So I don't want to dismiss,
I know you're not. Yep.
I don't want to dismiss that either.
Well, I guess, Jim, the moral of the story is that I need to give it a little more time. And maybe rethink how I am approaching formatting for these documents. And I mean, I can see your point where if I can maybe back off a little bit on this and work with Live Writer, it might make my life a little easier because I am, you know, whereas I know I can go in there and, you know, get the CSS up, get, you know, the theme the way I want it to be, and then follow that. I don't want to do that. I want to just write. I don't want to code.
Yeah. Well, start simple. Start simple and add complexity. Don't start complex and try and scale it down. So start them as simple as possible. That would be my advice. And then add complexity to it as you go. You can always get more complex before it breaks Live Writer. Jim Barton was asking in chat which would recommend using WordPress or Live Writer for a simple, easy blog post site. So WordPress is the platform. Live Writer is the tool, right? Live Writer is the tool that updates the platform. In actually, just to complicate matters even more,
Please do.
LiveWriter, the components of LiveWriter are built into Word. So if you go to Word 2013 and you say open new web document, it'll open a document and you'll start to see some things that look like a LiveWriter in it. And you can bring in pictures and you can edit and you can add code. And it's looks. In fact, I thought what was going to happen is that 2013 was going to replace LiveWriter. Now, they didn't put everything in there yet, so it's still not there. But I think Word is heading in that direction. So Word, LiveWriter, Notepad++, those are all editors for your blog. And then, Jim, WordPress is a platform like Blogger. Now, I had trouble connecting LiveWriter to Blogger. That's another reason I left.
So you talk about Office 2013, though. I need that.
Office 2013. Well, Word 2013, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got some functionality in it. Well, that looks exactly like a LiveWriter. Exactly.
Okay.
Now, to complicate things even more, Word does even a worse job when you publish it to WordPress with formatting.
As HTML? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
Puts a few little extra pieces of code in there.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Mike Howard says.
They actually have plugins that strip out all the Word crap that gets put in there when it converts. Yeah, when it gets converted from a doc to HTML. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, Mike Howard says LiveWriter is better than Word for blogging. 100% accurate.
Okay.
You don't want to go to Word unless you absolutely have to. With LiveWriter being free, you would definitely want to use LiveWriter for that.
All right. Well, you know what? I think that's a good tip is to upgrade to 2013. So that anything I do in Office, you know, in Word between 2013 and LiveWriter, you know, it might come over a little easier.
It might, but I would test that, Rich, to be.
All right.
You got really red there. It's like.
Yeah, I know. What's going on with
Mike? That was like, are you embarrassed or did I embarrass you? No, just kidding.
Well, I wasn't until you mentioned it.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I would not. So going to Office or going to Word 2013 from LiveWriter adds a level of complexity. Word tries to do some really jankety things. If you're just starting blogging and you're looking for something easy, I would stay in LiveWriter for now.
Okay.
And I would keep it as simple as possible. So if you see my posts here real quick, let me just show you that one more time.
Yeah.
I hate it when Google does that. Okay, there we go. So you just before you click on it, it changes the the order of the windows. That's what's happening. So you can see, like, I have a picture here, and then I just left justify it, and then it's text with some embeds, and then I leave a good line of separation between the text and the YouTube video, and then simple links. Sometimes I embed those in. I just don't get real complicated. You know, there's some bullet points in there that seem to come across. Bullet points seem to be an area where that really gets – bullet points and quotes, you mentioned those.
Yeah,
those don't always seem to translate in everything.
No, so, sometimes they're double space. Sometimes they're single space as you have here. I think really I'm the kind of personality where when I see that happening, I'm going along and all of a sudden I look up, I go, wait a minute, why is that way? You know, why is it this way? So I go back and I try to change it and I'm fudging around with it. And next thing you know, like 10, 15 minutes have gone by and it's still not right, you know, and I'm wasting time with it. So.
Yeah. Well, I can't say I haven't had my share of
trouble,
you know, every once in a while it does its thing. So.
Well, good stuff. I mean, you've given me a few ideas here. I'm glad I kind of tossed it out there for you to.
Hope I wasn't too hard on you.
No, Jim. You're always a good guy. Yeah.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Yeah.
I was trying to find my notes so I know how to close the show. Anything else? Any questions from, let's just take, see if there's, we had for a 45-minute notice, we have some good folks out in chat. I appreciate Jim and Lopta. Mike Howard is out there as well. Good to see you. Oh, other Jim showed, I didn't see you, other Jim, show up in there. Appreciate you guys coming out on a Sunday afternoon. Any other thoughts or questions around WordPress? We'll actually keep this like at an hour and some change, Rich. I think we might be right at an hour. That should make it easy for you.
That would be very nice. Sometime I want to come back and maybe talk about what it would take to get set up to host your own your own website.
Oh,
so that I can host my own locally.
Christian on for that.
We need to have Christian on it. You know, I've tried to do it with LAMP or WAMP, actually Windows, Windows, Apache, MySQL, PHP. And it's a nice little package, but I don't know, for some reason or other, it seems like sometimes when I touch stuff, it just doesn't work. So that was one of those things where I just couldn't seem to make it work. But, you know, if I want to do it, if you know, that's probably the way to do it, is to set up like a WAMP server for Windows.
Yeah.
LAMP if you're on Linux.
Mike says don't host it at your house. You know, Jim Barton was saying he enjoyed the show. It's going to, you know, it's got him thinking about setting up his own his own site. Let me give some encouragement. If you're listening to this and you're thinking I'm going to do my own blog, let me encourage you in this way. Start at WordPress.com. So go to WordPress.com, get mysite.wordpress.com, and start. Okay, cost you nothing. Everything's done for you. There's enough there to get a feel for WordPress, just enough. Then if you're loving it and you're thinking, oh, I want to make this permanent, go to my recommendation, just go to hover.com. So if you go to theaverageguy.tv/hover, that'll take you over to getting your own domain. So you can buy mysite.com or mysite.me or mysite.net, whatever you want to buy. And I recommend you separate those two out. Don't go to, I don't like GoDaddy. I know you guys, we had some discussions around that on Facebook. I'm not a big GoDaddy fan. Just too many options and it takes too long to check out of GoDaddy. But Hover, buy it at Hover, and then you can go, you can go to any hosting site, and I would start, I used IX Web Hosting. That was Christian's recommendation to start, although Christian's kind of doing his own thing right now at this point. Fairly inexpensive. He's not wanting to blow that out to everybody, but if you have questions, you can send me a tweet at Jay Collison. But get a host provider. Go with the cheap one. You don't, if you're just starting a blog, you don't need a lot to get going, right? You can go to Bluehost, or you can
Bluehost
does both domain, and so if you don't have a domain, you can go to Bluehost and buy your domain and the hosting from them. I think at most expensive, it's like $7 a month if you buy their most expensive plan, which is not terrible. Again, I've got a link for that, theaverageguy.tv/Bluehost, if you want to head over there. And so you could, they'll set it up. Once your account is set up, this is what's great about this. Once your account is set up, it's, you go into their management console and you hit install WordPress, and it installs the database and WordPress instance. In about 10 minutes, you're up and running and ready to go.
Oh, okay.
So if you're going to do self-hosted WordPress, that's the way to go, I think.
And this is with who?
That way. Just as an example, Bluehost. Okay. As an example, there's 1,000 host providers.
Rated.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
The time I spent researching it, they are top rated.
I think a DreamHost is another one that you could try. Mike Howard, I think, has experience with both of those.
Mm-hmm. He was saying.
Christian got me started on IX, letter X web hosting, IX web hosting. He got me started there, and I was there a year and some change before we made the move.
Now, how did you like them?
They were fine. They were dropped. They were just cheap. I mean, they're $3 a month.
Yeah.
And whenever I needed support, I could call a support ticket. Now, working with Christian and working with a host provider, he's really picky about his stuff.
You want to talk about particular?
They didn't last. They didn't last too long. They messed up something for him, and he was done. He was doing his own thing. So,
well, I was going to say, I remember a story, and I thought it was IX Hosting, and he gave him the what for, and then I guess he gave him the heave ho. So,
yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, he's certainly capable of managing his own web hosting company. So
he does. And theaverageguy.tv is an example of that. That's if you go out there, that's hosted on his equipment that he's leasing, and it's set up his own little VPS. Other Jim had said he uses Namecheap for cheap hosting and full control of his DNS records. That's another way to do kind of an alternative to GoDaddy. I heard from some folks who use GoDaddy and it works great for them. So if that's the case, that's fine. That's just my personal choice. I don't like them.
You tossed out a term, VPS.
Yeah. Virtual private server. Yeah. He leases some equipment, right, that he has carved out his own space on. And then he brings in other folks. We'll have him on.
Yeah, he's got a mad group of servers in his house. He's got like a
well, but
six...
that's not what he hosts them on.
Oh, he doesn't. What's he hosting on?
Like I said, he's got it. He leases actual hardware.
Yeah, yes, you're right. Yeah. Right. I mean, I remember now. Yep.
Yeah. He's running a virtual private server. Yeah, and he slices those up based on, you know, he's got all the software. He's got all the OS software installed on it. I'm out of my league at this point with what exactly he's done.
Well, it looks like VPS is just a virtualized server. If somebody has some hardware, you know, they just slice up their machine into these VPSs and sell them off.
Yeah, and you can have your own. Like you can, it's like IX web hosting on these cheap plans. You're on a box with maybe 50 other people. Mm-hmm. And so if one person on that box gets really popular one day, you all go down. Or you all slow down.
Right. You get
when you have your own VPS, right? Then you have your own, you know, you have your own drives and your own dedicated RAM and your own, you know, dedicated, you know, the bandwidth, all that stuff. So if somebody gets popular, only you want to get popular at that point. And so that's kind of the difference between the two. If you're buying cheap web hosting, you're probably sharing that. It's virtual. Mm-hmm. You're sharing that with somebody else. If you're when you pay the big bucks, when you're JPEG to RAW and you pay the big bucks to get your own stuff,
yeah,
then you're isolated from those individuals.
And you're right.
Not, yeah. So to go all, circle back around, if you're just thinking about doing a blog, start at WordPress. And if you don't like WordPress, go to Blogger. There, I mean that's Google's. Give it a try. Whatever you create, you can export out and import into whatever you go to. So it's not like you're going to lose anything. You can just export that out and import it into the new blog when you're setting up.
Okay. All right. It's a good thing to remember.
All right. Well, let me wrap.
Why don't we wrap this up, I think.
Yeah. Let me remind folks that if they are new, I do this at the beginning of the show as well, if they're new to listening to podcasts, I've been kind of sending folks to Stitcher, stitcher.com, real easy. Easy way to get your podcasts or get this podcast, Rich's Random Podcast, or Home Tech, each and every week. It's streaming audio, no video, but streaming audio only. Available on iPhone and Android and any web browser and platform. You can create an account, get us set up, and then each week or whenever you feel like getting a new podcast, you could go out there and listen to those. They stream really well. And actually, Stitcher just improved their audio too. I think it's like 96 now, which is really pretty good for streaming audio. Might even be 128. So check out Stitcher. At least give it a try. And like we always like to say here, it is education for your ears. We also have everything you need to download. We talked about those in the show. Actually, I use that as an example of all the download links to automatically subscribe. And you can go out there and figure out. If you have any questions on subscribing, you have any problems, send me an email, podcast@theaverageguy.tv. Rich, we don't do enough of these. We need to do a few more while the summer is going on.
Yes, we should. Let's run one next week because I'm sure that there'll be some more questions either about this or something else which I've got going on, which is the whole Google Hangout thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what we could do? Maybe we get Christian in and he can talk about what he's done to set up kind of his own VPS.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try and come back around to it. So
maybe I can talk him into a really cheap plan, you know.
I bet you can. We'll close up this part of the show. This will end the recorded version, and we'll stay around for a few minutes for the live show. Again, thanks for those folks who came out on a Sunday afternoon in chat. You guys were dynamite.
Yeah,
appreciate you guys coming out, and we'll hang around for a few minutes. So thanks, Rich. It's great seeing you, and we'll be back maybe next week with another show.